heartily agree with you. And I've heard some pretty clever explanations about how to get folks to think about that verse. Can I offer you just a simplified, I'm a simple guy. I don't think real deep because I swim in the shallow end, right? Are there not two sides to this verse? On one side of this verse, he says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, right? On the other side, let's walk. On the other side of the verse, he says, he that believeth not shall be condemned. Okay? We've got shall be saved on that side. We've got shall be condemned on this side. Can I fairly ask you tonight, friend, to consider which side of this verse do you want to be on? Do you want to be over here where he shall be condemned, or do you want to be over here where he shall be saved? Which side do you want to be on? Well, preacher, that's a nonsense question. You know which side we want to be on. We want to be on the saved side, right? Well, guess what? What did he say we need to do to be on the saved side? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And so all the cleverness in the world, can I just simply suggest to you that there are two offers being suggested in the verse. One is salvation and one is condemnation. Which one do you want? Which one do you want? If you want salvation, believe and be baptized. If you want condemnation, just don't believe anything the Scriptures offer. I believe that's fair. Which side? I want you to notice something the eunuch said back here in Acts chapter 8. Remember, he said, see, here is water. What doth hindereth me to be baptized? In verse 36. Philip opens his mouth in verse 37 and says, if you believe with all your heart, thou mayest, or you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What a confession. What a confession. He recognizes that belief was necessary. He understood that two men would simply be getting wet, separate and apart from belief. So I'm asking you tonight, will you humbly consider, do you believe in Jesus? And if the answer to that is yes, then do you believe in his commission of Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 and 20, where he says, disciple them by baptizing them and teaching them to observe all things? Will you believe and be baptized? Well, let me also suggest to you that I'm convinced that interest in baptism rises with belief. Many have said that baptism is an obstacle to faith. I'd like to beg to differ. I'd like to suggest to you tonight, friends, that the greater belief and faith that I have in the testimony of God's Word should lead me to want to do anything and everything the Bible instructs me in. Why would I want to avoid? I'm a believer, right? I'm a believer. And because I'm a believer, I want to do everything the Bible shares with me. I want to do everything this book says. And if he says, be born again, John chapter 3, if he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins, then I want to do that. In Acts chapter 2, early gospel preaching happening, the apostles have been inspired, Holy Spirit has come, men have been moved and pricked in their hearts, and they ask, what are we going to do about the condemnation that is upon us because we crucified the Son of God? He said, verse 36, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. And when they heard this, they were cut to their heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Let me ask you a quick question. Do you believe at that point when they ask that question, when they say, what shall we do? Do you believe that they are believers at that stage? May I suggest to you that they never asked the question if they had not been cut to the heart, they had become believers, right? They believe that they are now guilty of not just crucifying a carpenter son from Nazareth, they are guilty of the blood of God. They've been pricked in their hearts. They are believers. Can we agree they're believers? If we agree they are believers, here's why I believe that's important. If you and I agree they are believers, then If belief, if faith is all that's necessary, then Peter lied to him in verse 38. They are already believers in verse 37. And if belief, if faith only is all that was necessary, then Peter would have been obligated to say that in verse 38. But it's not what he says, is it? What he says is, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. They believed. And Peter said, because of your belief, repent and be baptized. Now I want you to notice something. Have you noticed that in our prior verse, Mark 16:16, we had belief and baptism connected together? Now in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, we have repentance and baptism connected together. The just as baptism is important, repentance is important, belief is important. In fact, Luke 13:3 says, except ye repent, what? Ye shall all likewise perish. Repentance is necessary. In fact, may I suggest to you tonight that maybe sometimes that's the hurdle really that we're dealing with. Sometimes I'm convinced that baptism really isn't the issue. The idea is I've got to change my mindset and thinking about spiritual things in order to embrace the concept of baptism. It's the repentance that's really the hang-up. It's the willingness to change the way I've thought about things. And I realize, friends, you may be sitting there tonight and to consider or to acknowledge baptism as essential to salvation tonight might be a big step for you to have to make.